This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The pro wrestling world never stops. It's the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast, Small Package.
Small Package! No, Small Package by the Dragon!
Small Package!
What's up, everybody? It's the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast, a small package edition of the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Scotty B here with UK Tom. Tom, there's a big show coming to our area here in Regina, Saskatchewan next week. And we thought it would be fun to highlight it and make sure that people know all about it because some details have changed from the norm.
CWE is back in the Queen City next week.
Yay.
Always fun when they come rolling on through. And we're at a different venue this week. This show, though, we are not at the University of Regina, so people don't go to the Owl because there'll be no wrestling, and that'll be sad.
Yeah,
but we are at. I am very bad at being on a podcast because I do not have that in front of me, so I will just mumble.
Oh, I'll just say it's August 19th. It's a Tuesday, which is interesting for us because pull the curtain back a little bit here, Tom. We usually record on a Tuesday. That's usually our recording day. So next week, the week of the 19th there, we might be a day or two late get it than we usually do. We usually get the podcast up on Wednesday, but we'll probably be recording Wednesday night instead of Tuesday night. So, but Tom, if people are subscribed to our YouTube every now and then, the potty gets posted up on the YouTube before all the other places.
They get it a little early if YouTube plays nicely with us anyway.
Yes, my goodness. The processing and the just the finickiness of YouTube and uploading a video is wild. I never expected it to be so wonky like that. Some days it'll go up in half an hour. Some days it'll be like, well, it's been 14 hours. It still haven't processed yet. So just reboot your computer. So
fuck you, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Don't go to the Owl. There will be no wrestling at the Owl. It's at the Gathering Place, which is 4001 3rd Avenue North, obviously in Regina. The Gathering Place is where we are gathering to watch some wrestling this week.
That's right. Next week. That's right. I'm just going to pull up their Instagram here because, you know what? We just gave you all the details. We did a great job. But if you need to figure things out a little bit more, on all their socials, they're at Canadian Wrestling Elite, CWE. You'll find it there. All the information as well, the posters and everything. Man, CWE does a really good job with their posters. Really enjoy
it.
It's like... I love that it's like an indie level poster, but it's more
a good
than that.
One.
Yes, it's more than that. It's ones that there's definitely been times where I'm like, oh, I kind of want one of those posters. So, but who's on the poster, Tom? We've got a hell of a card coming up here at CWE on the 19th.
We do. So we have. I'm just gonna go down the match card here.
Sure.
Wait, I just had it. Where'd it go? This is why I don't do this. See, Mike, this is why you have to turn up to work, motherfucker. I don't do this.
I'll tighten it up in post. I'll tighten it up in post.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I'll just leave it out and bury you.
That's fine. But if you could edit in... No, I'm kidding.
But no, I'll save the edits for the big show.
But if you could edit in the big show's theme,
yeah,
after
fuck
you say the big show, that would be great.
Sing it.
I'll just sing it. Well, but it's a big show. Sorry.
Did dumb. You know for the longest time I thought that was him?
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
For like, that
never occurred to me.
Well, his music changed to that new, more upbeaty one in like 2006.
Yeah.
So from 99 to 2006, I thought that was the big show going, well. Anyway, CWE.
CWE, August 19th.
We at the Gathering Place. Sean Moore versus Ronnie Attitude.
I like that. You know what? I was scrolling Twitter or Instagram during work when I probably shouldn't have been. But I saw a couple of Ronnie Attitude's posts.
He's good.
He is very, very good. And I think he's a guy I'd probably be scared of in real life. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah. And obviously, everyone on this podcast knows how much we like Sean Moore. So.
Oh, man. Mr. 306.
Getting to see.
Love Sean Moore.
Getting to see more of Moore. That's great.
I'm in.
And hey. We have a champion versus champion match on Tuesday.
Ooh, I love championship matches.
It's not, I didn't say it was a championship match. I just said it's the titles champion versus.
I'll see titles, so I'm happy.
You see, yeah. I'm sure, yeah. So we've got the Chiz.
Oh.
The CWE champion, Chad Daniels, is wrestling our friend. He's been on the show with us. We like him. Chad Daniels versus Kamikaze.
Wow.
So that one will be fun.
Have we seen that before at a CWE show?
I'm not 100% sure, yeah, which makes me think no, because I would probably remember.
Yeah. Interesting. We're getting a champion versus champion match. If the titles are online, that's fine. I'm good with it. But
and hey, since you just sent me a message and popped up, hi, Corey.
Hey Corey, what's up, guy?
He sent me a message. He said fuck you.
He did not say fuck you.
Okay, I lied. But he did say if you could edit in, it would be great.
No. You know, he's gonna start sending that shit now because he's gonna be
100%. I think you should. Then we have one of our favorites. And I gotta say, I'm a little sad the mask he's wearing in this picture is not the mask that I own, because it's cool as fuck. Mm. But it's Mentalo or Menteo. I'm never really sure with that one.
Is it Mentalo?
Well, that's the thing, because I know he's Canadian, but he's a luchador. Therefore, the double L should be Teo. But anyway, you all know who it is.
Yes.
And Mentalo, if you could tell us how to say your name, that'd be great. Versus Edward Wild III, making his CWE debut tour this time. And he has a cape. So that, I mean, I like him. He's got a cape. And it's purple.
CWE posted a video of him like cutting a promo a week or two ago.
On the ferry?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. So I'm already intrigued. I'm already hooked on this match. And if he's going up against Mentalo.
Oh, it's going to be great.
The bar is already a little bit set, not to make anybody nervous or have any expectations, but I think we're in for a hell of a match, maybe even match of the night.
I'll make you nervous. Don't fuck this up, boy. We're watching.
That's right.
Obviously, otherwise, why else would we be there? We then have, I am very excited for this match. Very excited. We have Michael Allen Richard Clark, who we don't usually get to see at CWE. And he is facing the technically former WWE champion, Brian Kendrick.
Wow, that's the Kendrick match.
That's the Kendrick match.
Oh, shit. So since we saw Michael Allen Richard Clark last week, it's been stuck in my head, the chant, Michael Allen Richard Clark. It's been stuck in my head ever since. So I can't, that's the match we're getting. Okay. I might have to take back my match of the night right there.
Yeah. Sorry, Mentalo and Purple Cape. You've got your work cut out for you to that night. I think it's going to take a lot to beat this one. But so far, nobody we have mentioned is going to get the pop that this following man is going to get.
What?
He's back. Big Chief is back.
Oh, shit. Really?
Big Chief, baby.
The biggest baby face in the territory?
And if memory serves me right, well, looking at who he's wrestling, they finally listened.
Who's he fighting?
He's a baby face.
Yes.
He's in the 8-man elimination tag team match, which I'm assuming is the main event, looking at the talent we've got here.
Okay.
So we have Big Chief, Bull Bodner.
Nice.
Like that's some big boys just
there.
That's
some beef. That's some beef right there.
We got Crude Oil, Cody Mack.
Okay, big dude.
And we got Robbie Royce.
Okay.
Who it'll be my first time seeing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got a little nitpick with you, Danny. Just a little. Oh. Or whoever it is that runs these shows. you finally bring the CWE hardcore champion to Regina. And he's not in a hardcore match.
Oh, Mr. Booker, man,
we got heat.
You're bringing a champion in. So that means there's three championships on this show and not one of them's being defended.
It would appear not unless the Chad and Kamikaze match is for both titles. I could be wrong.
I will be cool with it if this leads to a championship match at the next show we see.
That'd be fine.
I'm good with that way. But if it's a one and done, this match better be bonkers. But you got Big Chief back, so you've already got the thumbs up.
We got Big Chief, Bull Bodner, Robbie Royce, and Crude Oil Cody Mack facing the Cannon Corporation of Kevin Cannon and Sean Martins. Hey, another friend of the show.
That's right.
Teaming with everybody's favorite old Jim. We got Cash.
Oh, Jim. Hit him with the gym membership.
And then we've got everybody's favorite American Patriot.
Wow.
Danny Duggan.
Wild.
So
wild.
That's a heavy main
event.
If you could just edit in Real American right now.
God damn it, Tom.
That'd be great. it's all well and good me making these jokes. I have absolutely no idea how to edit anything into anything. So
so this is a Survivor Series style elimination match?
It is.
It just hit me. This is Survivor Series styles. I'm in. I love Survivor Series.
Well, this seems to be the thing we get in the summer. Because remember when Savio was here? It was elimination matches. Oh,
yeah.
And then Savio danced with kids for some reason.
I'm still making really memories, sure what... putting smiles on kids' faces. That's what this business is all about, right?
That's true. That's why right? we're here.
So, but and we haven't seen Savio since.
We got a big pop from the In My House crew coming for the return of Big Chief.
Yeah, biggest baby. What's it been, a year?
It might have been a year.
I think it's been a year since we've seen Big Chief.
It might be 9 months, because I think the last time we saw him... No, because he didn't come out in the Rumble, and we were very upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was last August was the last time we saw him.
It's been a year. Man.
Holy shit, time flies.
Yeah, and you know what? Let's fantasy book it. We've got Big Chief back. There's no championships on the line, as far as we know. If Big Chief is a sole survivor, and he should be, the winner should get a world championship match.
And you know, and if my memory and calendar math is right, CWE, if they're here in August, they're usually back in November.
Yes.
You imagine how fun Chad Daniels versus Big Chief for the title would be?
I'd love to see it.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, man. Are you kidding me?
And okay, putting you on the spot.
Okay.
Match of the night. What do you got?
Oh, man. It's hard to go against that Brian Kendrick, Michael Allen, Richard Clark match. I don't know the gentleman that's facing Mentallo, so I don't know. Yeah. Kamikaze and Chad Daniels is going to be a fucking banger. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
But, I mean, it's Brian Kendrick and Michael and Richard Clark. So that's where I'm going. What do you got?
Well, in a little bit of a boring idea, so am I. But so Brian Kendrick, I think it was in 2024, he did a tour of the he did some shows in the UK with my buddy Dave. Hi, Dave.
Thanks for listening. Fuck you.
Thanks for listening. Fuck you. And apparently he had his working boots on the whole tour.
Really?
And he worked his ass off. So a Brian Kendrick who's working his ass off in there with Michael Allen, Richard Clark.
I mean, might be match of the year for the In My House Pod.
I was just going to say,
in person, right?
We have a new category for the end of the year this year of that's the right. In My House Pro Wrestling Match of the Year we saw in person. This might be up there.
The bar set there, fellas. You're hearing it now.
And yeah, and Mike doesn't get a pick because he didn't show up to work. So
that's right.
Eat shit.
Eat shit, Mike.
Eat shit, Mike. If you could just edit in a toilet flushing.
No yeet.
Okay, get off. Out. Fired.
Can I, before we sign off, because it's a small package episode. Do have a hint of jealousy for the CW shows right now. I'm pumped that we're getting Brian Kendrick. But I believe the tour after this out in Ontario, CW is bringing in Davey Boy Smith.
Yeah, because you two fuckheads missed him when he was in Regina, and I was there all alone.
That's right. Oh, that was my daughter's birthday, I think, wasn't it?
Well, it's just a not good enough excuse.
I don't miss a lot of shows, so there's like a legitimate reason. So I'm pretty sure that was it. But
I think you might be right. So
was it a November show? Was it a November show?
I don't fucking know. I can't remember.
You know all these other details. You don't remember.
I know I was there.
I know you were there. I know there was a show that we both missed, and you were there, and it hurt me. But
Davey wrestled twice.
Damn it!
And he lost the championship.
What?
To Danny Duggan.
Fuck's sake! I need to see more championships change hands in Regina. I need big title matches.
I knew he was a big dude, but until he was in person, holy shit.
Yeah. What like a Billy Gunn-esque, like, holy fuck, I didn't know you were that big.
Billy Gunn's a fucking giant. I'm convinced of it. Like, how's the weather up there, bud? Like, I know I'm short, but holy fuck.
Wow. Yeah, I when I follow him on the socials and I see anytime they have like a pro wrestling superstar joining their tour, I'm like, ooh, where's this going to be? And I saw Dave Boy Smith Jr. I'm like, fuck, he's not coming our way, which is fine. But just, you know, planting a seed. Maybe he can make a Western tour one of these days and go visit some family in Calgary. Just say it. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. Well, I already saw him, so don't bring him back, Danny. We want fresh people. Although James Storm has been here a couple of times and he was actually really fun. So.
Yeah. You know what I would like to see? And I don't know how easy this is. This is just throwing it out there. Wouldn't mind seeing a luchador. Wouldn't mind seeing a luchador.
Troy. Fix it. Hey, as a mask collector, I'm very excited if anybody's bringing in any luchadors.
There you go.
Let me give some people some money. Tommy fucking Billington.
Come on now. Just come out to a merch table. Take a picture. Take Tom's money and go about your day. That's all we need.
I personally think you should take Scott's money, but
I need to win the lottery. Do you already have Brian Kendrick's autograph?
I do, but I'm happy that he's coming back because it's smudged as fuck.
Oh, okay, perfect. There you go. Refresh. Get a refresh.
And also, I've never met him. It was from one of my online things. So
well, better.
I always, even if I already have them and it's from online, if they come to a show in person, I get another one.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's the real deal, right? Like you're meeting the person and getting that autograph.
That's the only way I have doubles in my collection.
I like it. CWE will be back in Regina. They're doing a tour all across Western Canada right now. So anyone in Saskatchewan, Manitoba, They're going to be in your area. So hit up CWE's social medias and get the dates, get the information. But for us here in Regina, they won't be at the University of Regina on August 19th. They will be at the Gathering Place. Look up the address. It's not that hard. We all have the internet. Find it. Get your tickets. Get there. Go out and support some local pro wrestling, because CWE is a hell of a good time. So much fun.
So, yeah, don't go to the Owl. Hey, if you could just edit in an owl getting shot right now, that'd be great. So don't go there. But yeah, we'll see you all there on Tuesday. If you are there, please come say hi. We like to say hi to the people that listen to us.
Absolutely.
We can't promise that Mike will be polite to you.
I can promise you that he won't be polite to you.
Maybe that should be his punishment for not turning up for work today. He has to be nice to the people that come see us on Tuesday.
You got to be pleasant. Got to take pictures with everybody.
He's got to take pictures with everybody.
All right. Oh, that works.
And he has to take a stink face from Big Chief.
Wow. Well, sorry, Mike. Maybe you should have shown up for fucking work.
You bitch.
August 19th. It's a Tuesday. CWE is at the Gathering Place here in Regina, but hit up their socials. Find out when they're coming to your area. Make sure you go out and support the tour. Support the boys and girls that are working. Tom, we call it a small package for a reason. Quick and easy. Nice and tight. Nice and tight. This is a fun one.
That's what she said.
For UK Tom, I'm Scotty Villa. This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
It's such good shit.